biggest conversation. LBC 97.3.
I'm asking the question, what should be the punishment for Tom Daley's Twitter abuser, if indeed you think he should be punished, as some of you don't at the moment? Lisa is in Middlesbrough and is on LBC. Good morning.
Good morning, Duncan. First of all, just like the other callers, I didn't know that Tom Daley's dad had died.
Yep.
So when you say that you find it hard to believe, obviously you are now getting feedback saying that people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But second of all, I do believe in free speech. He was pulled out of school because obviously he was bullied. He's not the only child to be bullied. My son was bullied. I was bullied at school.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly won't be living from hand to mouth. He's got a very privileged life. He's got a lot of people around him. I've got more sympathy. There's another athlete called Sarah something who lost her both parents in one go. I feel more sorry for her.
Well, hang on a second, Lisa. Forgive me for saying this, but it sounds like you're playing sympathy trumps here. It's not a case of, you know, one person's backstory is more valid than someone else's. I mean, do you seriously not have any sympathy at all for Tom Daley on this?
No, none at all. None at all.
Make me understand why, then, because I can't believe you just said that. So explain, and use simple words so I understand why you have that view.
Because he's put himself in a public place, right? He's an Olympian. If he can't stand people's opinion, then change your job. Yeah? At the end of the day, you've got to be thick-skinned. If you're in the media, if you're getting commented on, he's more upset, obviously, that he didn't get a medal. So what? He's not the only one. I think it's been two or three days where no one's won a medal. Has anyone else complained?
Well, no. We have won some medals. We've had some bronze and silvers.
Yeah, but not the first 2 days of the Olympics we didn't.
Well, why is that relevant? Forgive me for asking.
Obviously he's upset. Tom is upset because...
No, hang on a second. Look, he's upset because someone made a remark about his dad not being alive anymore. That's why he's upset.
Well, it's all right, then. Let me give it to you another
way. Is that not a valid opinion?
Tom Daley isn't the only dad who's died of cancer. I've had four members of my family die of cancer.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but it doesn't make what's happened here any more palatable, does it?
At the end of the day, he's in a very privileged position. He doesn't have to live from hand to mouth. For the next 20-odd years, he could probably make quite a lot of money. I've got more sympathy.
Well, how does that make it fine? I don't understand. So you can make money. What's that got to do with it?
Well, look, at the end of the day, right, I've got more sympathy for someone who gets slagged off like that lady, like that 15-year-old. Are the police going to investigate the remarks on Facebook that they told her to kill herself?
Well, to be fair, we don't know, Lisa, and I don't know and you don't know. But that actually is a fair point. And I did ask the question earlier whether or not someone can be liable in one way or another if they're telling people to kill themselves. But let's get this back to this Tom Daley story, because I find that it seems to me you have absolutely no sympathy whatsoever, but you can't understand why he would be upset by someone saying, you let your dad down. I hope you know that. Now, you made it very clear you didn't know that Tom Daley's dad was no longer alive. Now you do. Have you changed your view at all?
No, because obviously it could have been a lot worse. Like that other gentleman said, it could have been, I'm glad your dad's dead and you let him down. But he didn't say that, did he?
OK. Answer me this question if you'd be good enough to do so.
Of course.
I mean, there's been more abuse from this character towards Tom Daley since and I made this point. He's apologised. He attempted to apologise, this Riley character, to Tom Daley. There's been no response. And since then, he's just carried on being abusive, using the kind of words that I can't say on the radio. Well, I mean, do you think that's acceptable?
I wouldn't have apologised. I would have said it and moved on. I wouldn't have even lowered myself to apologise, because obviously, if Tom's getting the police, he's obviously milking it for all it's worth. Poor Tom Daley, yeah. I've got no sympathy, I'm sorry.
Lisa, you must call again for so many reasons, many of which are far too complicated to go into. Bob's in Camden. Bob, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Duncan.
Fire away, Bob.
I sense you're still annoyed by Lucy's call before the news.
Say that again.
I sense that you're still annoyed by Lucy's call before the news.
No, I wouldn't say annoyed. I just found it a very fascinating call. Why do you think I might be annoyed?
Well, I was certainly annoyed, and I think anyone, any right-minded person would be annoyed by her comments.
No.
I certainly was. And I've never actually phoned a phone-in show before, but I felt so strongly about it, I thought I should ring.
Why did she annoy you?
Because she found nothing wrong with that Riley 69 comment.
Yeah.
Which were clearly reprehensible. Clearly, and the whole behaviour. Having said that, I think Tom Daley represents, and his fellow Olympians represent, all that is good about society and people striving to be their best at whatever they do. And unfortunately, there are people out there who exhibit bad behaviours. That's something that's never going to go away, right? It's always there. So we have to deal with it. I feel Twitter is a very powerful tool. And obviously, people have the ability now to reach out to celebrities and people who before they would never have direct access to.
Yeah.
So as bad as that behaviour is from that young man, I think it's unavoidable because the medium is there. I think you said earlier that you'd actually closed your Facebook account.
It was my Twitter account. I was on Twitter and I got so hacked off for reasons now that I mean, almost trivial. But I just reached a point and I just thought, this is just pointless. And I deactivated my account.
Yeah, yeah. So funnily enough, I have a Twitter account and I never use it. I despair, really, nowadays, at why people are so fixated about Twitter and Facebook. And why some people think that people want to know what they're doing every breathing minute of the day. Mm. The Rio thing being a case in point, Rio Ferdinand tweets, I think, every minute of the day. And does he have something to say? Well, to some people, perhaps. But at the end of the day, he's a very well-paid footballer. And I'm sure I don't think on the philosophers, he has much to input. And I think that I'm not going to pick on him because I think that is true of a lot of people out there, high-profile people, in positions who just tweet all day. And I just find it banal.
Well, I think it's a very effective communication tool. I mean, I'm quite a big fan of it if it's used in a certain way. I mean, I spent some time in the past working with politicians of various colours about connecting better with the electorate or their constituencies. And Twitter is a way of doing that, because if you use it in quite a clever way, it's a good flow of information. But equally, with any clever tool, any good bit of kit, it's very easy to be abused. And
absolutely. I think some people use it as a means of self-promotion.
Yeah.
I think it serves some people who have maybe megalomaniacal.
But let's explore something you said, Bob, because I'm interested. People use it as a tool for self-promotion, yeah? I mean, I do in many ways. The reason that I reactivated my Twitter account after copying a strop and deactivating it is I started working here at LBC, and a lot of my followers were people from other radio stations that I worked at. And
right.
I thought, well, these people have been good enough to follow me on Twitter and they like what I do on the radio, so I'll let them know that this is what I'm doing. It is a self-promotion tool. Tom Daley,
right.
You can argue, is a talented athlete, a sportsman in the public
Absolutely.
Eye.
A role model.
A
right?
role model, you may think, and he's on Twitter. Does that mean, though, if you go on there and you use it as a self-promotion tool, you actually put yourself up for anything that people chuck at you?
I'm afraid to an extent you do. Of course it is, because everyone has access to that tool.
Yes.
So, yeah, you do, in a sense, put your head above the parapet.
Mm.
So you're going to expect that some idiots are going to drop a line in and try and hurt you. I think Tom's behaved stoically in this particular instance. He's retweeted the comments and he stood back and he made the guy hang himself.
Mm.
He will be... I heard the policeman call before the news, and I think the takeaway from his call was, well, someone will have a very stern talking to Riley. Well, yeah, that should happen, but the guy's hanging himself on the public opinion.
Yes.
He's getting lambasted. So you know, it's sort of policing itself. But again, I just think there's too much of a fixation on that tool. And people should just, whatever happened to the days when people kept a diary? You know, and kept their thoughts to themselves, maybe in 20 years, send out their memoir. Whatever happened to that? Why do people need to go, I'm going to the toilet, so I'll just tell the world.
Well, because the world now operates in real time 24/7. But, Bob, listen, I'm intrigued to get an answer from you on this question, because this Riley character, since two things have happened. Since his initial tweets, his followers have gone from a couple of hundred up to about 45,000.
Yep.
What does that say about us as a society?
I think you're wrong to say that's a reflection on society. Well, maybe you're right, but let me put it this way. 45,000 followers, in the great scheme of things, is not a lot of people. Hmm. And, for example, if think back to when you were 12 or 11, right? And some kid thought he was quite smart, made a comment and got a bit of a name for himself.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to want to listen to his every word and see what else he's going to say. So that 45,000 may just be a couple of contents of a couple of comprehensive schools.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't think it's a reflection on society.
Okay, let me ask you then this question. Sorry, I mean, I'm desperate because it's good of you to call up, and I love the fact that you never normally phone the radio station before.
My first time.
Well, you're welcome, and you must call again. But listen,
what
is happening now is this Riley character is getting a load of abuse, quite unpleasant abuse, using all the words under the sun from a load of other people on Twitter. Now, you could argue that he's getting a dose of his own medicine, but you could also make the point that those people are no better than him.
Absolutely. I think it's the tool is self-serving. And you know, I know that you could say, well, the ISPs have got to police it better or whatever. But they're, of course, going to claim free speech. But, you know, the line's got to be drawn, because this is going to just grow and grow. And in a way, it's great that this has happened now at this stage of the Olympics, because I think there was a lot more potential for this to happen. Look at the female weightlifter.
Mm.
She's a lovely girl. She's been getting stick. She's been getting stick for years.
Yes.
So I think it's good that the line appears to have it's been drawn. But you know, I'm doubtful that we'll hit this with the last of it. And it's, you know, we'll just see more and more of these instances. And just one more thing, of course, we've now got the Terry defense, right? So of course you can now say, well, I can say what I like because I heard it said somewhere else to me. And therefore, I can repeat it. It's not my sentiment. I just heard it elsewhere. So you've got the Terry sentiment. You've then got, and double standards, Frankie Boyle, character assassinating Rebecca Addington. Not character assassinating, actually just being downright rude about it.
Well, it was an insult, wasn't it? He basically said her face looked like a dolphin.
So where's the justice? Because if you're going to kick a guy for making comments on Twitter, Frankie Boyle should definitely have a visit from the Metropolitan. Right?
Yeah.
It's double standards. If people see him getting away with it, well, of course they're going to have a go.
Bob, you're absolutely right. Listen, I must move things on, but I'm chuffed to bits. This is the first time you've called, and please call again.
I will do. Thanks, Duncan.
LBC 97.3.